You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We are grateful to God for another Thursday, and we are here to pray. We must remember our theme scripture for the month or for the season, which is Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, by still standing out. And we are entreated to safeguard the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus and not being again entangled with all forms of bondages. Today, we are focusing on standing out by divine connections through divine favor. We know that standing out means, or in relation to what we are praying today, standing out by far means enjoying divine connections and opportunities that open doors which are beyond human effort, Standing out by favor means enjoying divine connections and opportunities that open doors beyond human effort. We are favored as God's children, and by his favor, it gives us access to enjoying divine connections and opportunities that open doors beyond human effort. We find this in Psalm 5, verse 12, an aspect of it. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. And from this scripture, we see divine preservation there. But that also, of course, means that from season to season, regardless of the political scene, regardless of the economic scene, the Lord preserves us, where in spite of all the issues that we may face, he still grants us access to expansion, to opportunities, and to divine connections that go beyond what humans can do. Today, our first prayer is going to come from Numbers 6:25. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Numbers 6:25. From this scripture, we are praying that, Lord, let your face shine upon me and grant me grace. Lord, let your face shine upon every member of this ministry, every servant of this ministry, and grant every servant in this ministry grace, 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 wherever, whether at their workplace, whether in school, in every situation they might find themselves. Lord, bless each member under this ministry, serving from their hearts with divine grace. Let's lift up our voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Grant me grace in the name of Jesus.
Lord, let your face shine upon me. Let your face shine upon me, Lord. Let your face shine upon every servant in this ministry in the name of Jesus. As we gladly serve you from our hearts, Lord, turn not away your face, but let your face shine upon us in the name of Jesus. Let your face shine upon us, Lord, and be gracious to us. Second prayer in Luke 2:40, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Our prayer this afternoon is that, Lord, let your grace be evident in my life and ministry. Let your grace be evident in my life and ministry. Jesus, the Son of God, scripture is saying here in Luke 2:40, that and the grace of God was upon him. So, even Jesus, you find here the grace of God being with him. So, normally we look at all the acts, the wonderful things he did, and we fail to look at the foundations where he started from. Growing up as a child, the grace of God was upon him. We know that Jesus, even as a baby, although his mates were persecuted, he was delivered. He was delivered by direction from the angel that they should go, where to hide him, where to stay until Herod had died, and all the grace of God was made available. We are praying that, Lord, make your grace available to us. Let your grace be evident in the life of every servant in this ministry. In the name of Jesus, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray.
Grace
of God that preserves divine exploits in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace of God evident in our lives in the name of Jesus that sees the fulfillment of purpose in the name of Jesus. The grace of God upon our lives that causes us, Lord, to stay with you and never bend or bow, Lord, even to a position in the name of Jesus. Grace, the grace of God evident in our lives in Jesus' name to stand out. To stand out from the Lord, to stand out from the Lord, to stand out against the position, to stand out against any wiles of the enemy, to stand out and overcome. The grace of God be evident in our lives, O Lord. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, 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 what manner of man is this? His word was with power. That was what was said of Jesus, Lord, that by your grace evident in our lives, Lord, we will walk as Jesus did in the name of Jesus. We will walk in the power of the Spirit. Let your grace be made evident in our lives, O Lord. Jesus. Our last prayer point is from Genesis 39 verse 21, and the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. We are praying that, Lord, grant me favor with those who can help my ministry. Grant me favor with those who can help or support my ministry. Many times, sometimes you find individuals get frustrated or feel frustrated in their service to God. Sometimes they are gifted with so much, and yet you find the experiencing of major difficulties, sometimes bringing discouragement even to some individuals. We are praying that, Lord, grant us favor with those who can help our ministries. Let us never lack helpers. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your grace make available, your grace through favor make available helpers to this ministry and to every individual or every servant under this ministry. Let's pray this last prayer in the name of Jesus. Jesus, please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. This day I surrender my life completely to you. Lord, I turn away from every old way. I turn away from every sin. I turn away, Lord, from every covenant that is not pleasing to you. And today I surrender my life completely unto you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you and to you alone. From this day, I am your servant and you are my Lord. I give you all the praise in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
I know no other God but you.
Please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com, or you can call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you, and you're welcome to the family of Christ Jesus.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.